From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Friday, February 20th.
Just ahead, a measles outbreak in Shasta County has grown to 9 cases, and health officials say people may have been exposed at a religious school near Redding.
Also, a critical fire lookout tower near Butte County will remain in operation for the upcoming fire season. Stick with us for the latest on the Colby Mountain Fire Lookout.
And peach growers in Yuba and Sutter counties are facing a possible catastrophe. That's after Del Monte Foods is closing its canning facility. But we'll start with snow. It's a rare sight in Chico, but it's what many residents woke up to yesterday morning. Downtown, people paused to watch snowflakes float down to the street.
I've never seen snow in Chico ever.
That's Damian Campos. He's been living in Chico for nearly 10 years.
I see it's gorgeous. It's just fluffy and falling down really slowly. It's like a slow motion rain, yeah.
Campos wasn't the only one caught off guard. Karen Martin says she did a double take yesterday morning.
I was in the house and I came back out to go to work and it was snowing and I was like, what?
Martin says snow is nice to experience once in a while, but...
it's a pain in the butt. I've lived in places where it snows all the time and I'm glad it's a once every 10-year event. Because it's fun, but it's not fun for a long time.
The National Weather Service told NSPR very cold storms like this one happen every few years. This current storm has hit the Sierra foothills especially hard by causing downed trees, power lines, and outages for thousands of residents. Drier weather is expected in the next few days. Another storm is expected beginning Sunday. The Weather Service says it expects that storm to be much warmer with snow only falling at higher elevations.
Health officials in Shasta County are investigating a new case of measles. The county's Health and Human Services Agency announced yesterday that the case is connected to a local outbreak that started on January 30th. It's Shasta's 9th case of the highly contagious disease. It typically comes with a fever, cough, and rash. As NSPR's Andre Bayek reports, health officials remain on alert.
Public health officials feared more cases could pop up in Shasta County after they found about 160 contacts linked to the original case in January. What makes matters more complicated is early symptoms of measles can be confused for the flu. And with flu rates high right now in the region, people may be out and about unknowingly spreading the disease instead of isolating at home.
Doctors say vaccination remains the best way to protect yourself against measles. Shasta's outbreak represents about half of California's 19 total cases for the year so far.
Yuba and Sutter County Kling peach producers are in a tailspin after their largest buyer filed for bankruptcy in July. Del Monte Foods' canning plant accounted for roughly 60% of the total annual processing. One remaining canning operation can handle some of the fruit, but there will still be over 50,000 tons left without a place to go. That leaves growers with few options. Assemblyman James Gallagher says the area will take a tremendous economic hit unless a solution can be found.
It's devastating. I mean, you know, because we're talking about people who work, you know, on the farms. Their jobs are going to be impacted. All the vendors, the crop inputs, the supplies, the restaurants, you know, it's millions of dollars.
Gallagher is working with Congressman Mike Thompson to find state or federal support, but the clock's running. Harvest time comes as early as July.
Lassen National Forest said this week that it'll be staffing the Colby Mountain Fire Lookout for this year's fire season. The announcement comes after the Forest Service reversed its decision to close the historic tower over reported structural issues. It's located near Butte County above Butte Meadows. In addition to human lookouts, the Forest Service will use two AI-powered cameras on the mountain for fire detection. Lassen National Forest says it'll work with local communities to discuss long-term management of the lookout.
And those are your headlines for Friday, February 20th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions.
For more local and state news from North State Public Radio, head to mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a wonderful day.